Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick's a 15-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the guy who taught us how to not accept change, not how to recognize it, not how to manage it, but how to lead it so we don't become roadkill. And Rick can do that. He's the change expert, and he's the author of Why Don't You Want What I Want?, which is my constant lament around here. Beyond the Wall of Resistance is his other book. That's like second or third, maybe 15th edition. I've forgotten. It continues to. It's like popcorn, folks. It just keeps selling. He's our good friend Rick. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you here. So, one of the things that I have, and I've said this many times before over the years, that I have found that's a common denominator among most people. But I'm just addressing small business owners, and I'm the first person with his hand up to talk about getting out of our own way. Getting out of our own way more. If we could get out of our own way more, not 100%, that's not possible. But if we could get out of our own way 10% more, I think our success rate would go up by 20%. What do you think?
Oh, yeah, maybe even more.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes it's those little things, like if I just tweak that, like if I say good morning to people when I come into the office, what impact
And every single thing we're talking about is an intangible that costs nothing.
Exactly.
Like subordinating my ego 10%.
Well, no, that may cost a lot.
But not money. Only in pain, right? But not money, or just noticing other people, or just not wearing your feelings on your sleeve, or recognizing that people who work for you have goals of their own of how to be successful. Working while they're working for you. I mean, there's a zillion different ways to get out of your own way, isn't there?
There are, yeah. Yeah, and I did this study, we talked about it before, where I talked about the avoidable mistakes when we're trying to build support for some idea we have at work.
Yeah.
And in sports, they call these unforced errors. So you know what to do. You know what a second baseman does, and the ball comes to you, and it just falls, at your feet. And so I really started looking at that.
Can I give them an example?
Yeah, absolutely.
So you've been showing up at work at your business you founded, like founders do, every day. You worked long hours, and you were totally engaged and committed. And you hired an employee, and over the years that person acted like you acted. And you couldn't, I mean, it's just amazing. You were astonished. This person became your right-hand person. What would I do without this person? And all of a sudden, that person turns in their notice after 10 or 5 or 10 years. And you say, what happened? I thought you were happy. And he says, well, look, I don't own the business. You didn't act like you cared what I was doing. But you showed up just like me. I thought that's why but I don't own the business.
Wow.
See what I mean?
Yep. Well, not only do I see what you need or what you mean, my dad, I grew up in a small town, 15,000 people, and my dad worked for a furniture store that had been there for 100 years.
Yeah.
And he left to open up his own store. So opening up a new furniture store in a small town, mm-hmm. Is going to draw business away. This is way before internet and all
that.
And the reason was, I mean, he was treated well, but the next person in line was the son of the owner, and there was no place
couldn't
for him.
Find a place for him. Yeah,
and I think they were really stunned when my dad decided to leave.
And the unforced error would be to avoid that unforced error would be to say, hey John, you're showing up just like me, and and yet you don't own the company. What a great representation of yourself. I mean, what a great thing to do. How am I doing? Are you happy here? What can I do to make sure I'm justified in your loyalty? Right?
Yeah,
isn't that how you get out of your own way?
Well, it is, and I mean, you really made it simple right there, and I hope your listeners get that. Like, hey, what can I do to help? I mean, something, anything like that. And then the key is close your mouth.
Yeah, shut up.
Yeah.
which for us talk show hosts, that's a piece of cake.
That's
22,
hard, yeah.
Right back with Rick Maurer. When we come back, now that you get the picture, we're going to let Rick give us a little bit more of his research. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blassingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.